Hello, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Jabari Butler, and I'm honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Now, I will be reading from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1, all the way through 3 through 6, but I'm going to focus on two particular verses, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And it reads, "In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family, so Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters." It was during this time that many people had to make a decision about what faith they were going to follow. Now, during that time, the Jewish faith had been around. It was known, it was traditional. It was what people were comfortable with and they knew very well. But then along came this new faith at that time. People called it the Way, they had different names for it. But the idea was that it was this Christian faith that was new. And people were trying to figure out which way they should go. Should they follow this Jesus or should they go to their traditional faiths? And so, in this particular passage, there's a word called pioneer, and it names Jesus as the pioneer of our salvation. Now, when you think about a pioneer is one who blazes trails. A pioneer is one who is looking out ahead and carving out new pathways that were not there before, making ways that were not there before, and a pathway for people to eventually follow. Pioneers deal with challenges and issues, but they see solutions and they move ahead, they forge ahead. But there's another translation of this pioneer and that term is founder. Now, a founder could be a pioneer as well, but the distinction with the founder is that a founder is also creating an atmosphere, an institution for people to learn from. A founder is also creating things out of design. They're designing different pathways for people to build upon, but they're also creating a foundation from which others will stand. Now, you can make foundations from different types of materials. Some foundations, if you look at sandcastles, people built a sandcastle on sand. Right? Sand is fun to play with. You put it in your hand and you can, feels nice and fun. It's at a beach. We see sand at beaches. Now, what happens is that the challenge with sand is if I put it in my hand and I blow it on it, just a little bit of wind will blow it away. If I put a little bit of water on that sandcastle, it can start eroding quickly. And then if you ever try to run on sand, when I run on sand, my way gets kind of shaky because every step I take can be uneven and it can change with every step. And so that's fine if I want to try to build something on sand, but the challenge is that it's very unstable. But now let's look at a rock. In a rock, if I do the same thing, I can take a rock and if I blow on it, it's still the same. If I pour water on it, the water falls all the way around it, like it wasn't even there. And if I try to build something on a rock, it's gonna stand. If I try to run on it, it's not going anywhere. And see, the challenge is that many of us have issues because we're trying to build a solid life on sandy ways. We're trying to build a solid life with the sandy, shaky faith. And I wanna encourage each one of us to really look at Jesus Christ as that way. Jesus Christ being that pioneer, Jesus Christ being the solid rock that we can stand on. Because when I get into God's faith, when I get into God's word, when I study and draw close to God, then I find out that there's a faith that begins to well up on the inside of me that comes through the way of Jesus Christ. And it's solid. When I go through issues, challenges, setbacks, I know that I can depend on God. I know that Jesus has already paved a way for me. he's not one that has not been able to identify with the issues. No, yes, he suffered and he dealt with temptation, so he can identify with us. He can identify with me. And so I'm mindful of that old hymn that said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I challenge each and every one of us today to stand on the rock of our salvation, our Redeemer, our Savior, and Lord, Jesus Christ. You won't be disappointed. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you, Lord, that we have not a high priest who cannot identify with our sufferings. No, we know that this is one, Jesus the Christ, who suffered for us. Jesus the Christ, who was the pioneer of our salvation. Jesus the Christ, who paved the way out of no way for us to live eternally. God, I thank you for this moment, God. I thank you that we're able to call on you. Whenever we're going through troubles and trials and situations, we know that we can call on you. For God, your love is undying. Your love is one that consumes us. Your grace surrounds us. And we thank you, Lord, for that. God, I thank you that even though we may have people who are going through uncertain situations, going through uncertainty on their job, uncertainty in their relationships, uncertainty in how they should live their life, they're uncertain about what's happening in the future, uncertain about what's happening in the next few moments. God, we know that when there's uncertain times, we can hold on to your unchanging hand. And so, God, we thank you, Lord, for this peace that you give us that flows like a river, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for this way that you make out of no way, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue, God, to allow us to be in your presence, oh God. Because in your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence, oh God, is miracles. And in your presence, oh God, are ways, oh God, that we can think about, ways that we can ponder on, ways, oh God, your ways, oh God, that lead to holiness and godliness and living a wholesome life, oh God. That even though we may not know about tomorrow, we know you who holds tomorrow. So God, we declare and decree right now that we will get into your presence, that we will read your word, that we, oh God, will study and show ourselves approved, that we'll learn more about this wonderful Savior, Jesus the Christ, so that we may eventually look like him, that we will operate like him, and that we will spend our life, oh God, operating in faith, operating in obedience, because then there's blessings and blessings, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us chances after chance after chance, oh God. But give us this undying, unquenching thirst, oh God. Give us, oh God, this way, oh God, that allow us, oh God, to continue to hear your voice so that when we don't know what to do, oh God, we can call on you. When we don't know where to turn to, oh God, we know we can turn to you. When we don't know where to go, oh God, we can run to you. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for those who run to you, oh God, are safe. So, God, I thank you right now for this wonderful hour, for this opportunity to be with you. I thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to bless not only my friends and family, but my neighbors, oh God. Help us, oh God, to go on our way, to say a kind word, to share an encouraging word, and let people know about Jesus the Christ. And so, God, we thank you, we honor you, and we love you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me in this prayer. We definitely want you to come back for worship at 10 a.m. You can watch it on rayofhope.org. Live on YouTube or on Facebook as well. Or you can come right back here for Wednesday morning prayer. God bless you.